No. No. Definitely no. Who even wears any of this stuff anymore? Seriously. Don't tell me velour is coming back in fashion. Sergei, hold this for me. None of this is right. Ugh, shouldn't have left this to the last minute, I suppose. Well, this is appropriate, I think. Would she even wear this, though? Excuse me. I'm sorry, I don't mean to bother you, but... Well, I was hoping I could get your opinion on something. I'm attempting to buy my niece something nice for the holidays, but... Well, this generation's sense of fashion confounds me, I must admit. But you appear to be about her age, and if you don't mind me saying, better dressed than everyone in this entire shopping center. Which would you prefer to receive as a gift? The black bag or the silk scarf? The bag. And why is that? Oh, quite right. There's nothing more chic than a black bag. It's classic. Goes with everything. And of course you'd say such a thing. You've got one of your own on your arm. I hadn't even noticed. Is that... vintage Gautier? Oh, don't be so impressed. I can spot Gautier a mile away. I worked for him a million years ago. Lovely man. Well, thank you for your sound advice. Your name is? Charmed. Alexis. But you may call me Alex. Oh, don't mind them. These are my two assistants. Sergei and Leo. They look frightening, but they're quite sweet. Aren't you boys? Holding my purse for me. Well, you have made this whole shopping affair for my niece quite easy for me. Would you allow me to repay you? A drink, perhaps? There's a lovely bar just down the block I'm quite fond of. They make a dirty martini that's just to die for. What do you say? Wonderful. Sergei, Leo, will you pay for this bag? Have it gift wrapped, please, and drop it off at home. After that, you're free to go for the night. I don't care what he insisted on. I say you're free to go. I don't need to be followed around by you little ducklings all night. I'll call you if I need anything. Go. All right, then. How about that drink? And so, after 3 years with Gautier, I left the fashion industry and became more involved in business matters. Operational security for various luxury companies. Far less interesting than the fashion world, I promise you. How's your drink? Ah, new to martinis, are you? Well, I fear I've ruined you then. Because this is the best martini in town. Any other you have after this will simply pale in comparison. The secret is that it's fat washed. That means the gin is combined with the highest quality olive oil you can get outside of Greece. It makes it more savory. A little more luxurious. After that, Lucien, the bartender, he's an old friend of mine. He perfectly controls the temperature of the glass not by keeping it in a freezer, but by filling it with ice water and rinsing the inside with vermouth. It's an art, the act of making a good drink. Well, anyway, cheers. You want to ask me something, don't you? I can see it in your face. a question. But you're afraid to ask. Don't be. No. Those men, Leo and Sergei, no, they are not my assistants. They're my bodyguards. I suppose that's the most appropriate term. You are quite the observant one, aren't you? Yes, that is a wedding ring on my finger. So, you're wondering, perhaps, why I'm taking beautiful strangers out for drinks when I should be at home with my spouse. You're wondering why someone who works in such a mundane industry needs bodyguards to go shopping with her. I am married. However, it is not a marriage of love. It's one of convenience. A business partnership, if you will. My husband's work is somewhat unsavory, as is the family business I inherited from my late father. I'm not one for violence, not really interested in the game of politics, but I do like pleasure, and pleasure requires money. My husband has his tastes, and I have mine. We are both free to pursue whatever pleasures we may like, so long as we remain somewhat discreet, of course. Somewhat, yes. And you, I just couldn't help myself when I saw you browsing through the racks of designer clothes you couldn't afford. I found myself just wanting to spoil you. You're beautiful. Well-spoken. Incredibly tempting. And something tells me you would look gorgeous in Saint Laurent. You would fit perfectly into my life of luxury. If you wanted to. There it is. That look on your face. That sharp little inhale you just took. It's intoxicating. Come here. Just a bit closer. I won't bite. Not unless you ask me to. Oh, you're trembling. Did you know that? Your hand. May I? There. Relax. I'm not here to pressure you. I'm here to offer opportunities, indulgences, a life where you never have to check a price tag again. A life where someone treats you the way you deserve to be treated. I would love to make you my princess. What do you think? Does this idea excite you? Look at me. Do you think I would let anything bad happen to you? Of course not. I don't choose fragile things. I choose precious things. And you intrigue me, as I've said. Your eyes, your voice. The way you keep glancing at my lips and then pretending you didn't. It's adorable. But I think I know what you're thinking. You want to know what the catch is? Everyone always does. Well, it's simple. I expect loyalty, discretion, and affection. The real kind, not the kind money buys. And in return, I'll make sure you never want for anything. We'll go to dinners in private rooms where the waiters know not to ask questions. I'll put you in dresses custom made for you in Paris. Jewelry from Milan, shoes handmade in Rome. I'll spoil you so thoroughly, you'll forget what it felt like to be overlooked by lesser women. Does that scare you? The idea of being chosen? It shouldn't. I'm very good to the women I keep close. And you're the first woman in a long, long time who's made me feel curious again. Hungry, even, and I don't hunger easily. But you walked into my path at exactly the right moment. Perhaps fate is being kind to me for once. Finish your drink. Slowly. I want to watch your lips on the glass. Good girl. Now, let me give you something. This is my private number. Not the business line. Not the one my husband's people know. If you text me tonight, I'll send a car to bring you to my penthouse tomorrow. No obligations, no expectations, just a little tour of the life you could have. We could have dinner on the balcony or sit by the fire, talk. We could simply sit close like this, see what sparks. I'm a patient woman, when I want to be. So tell me this before we go any further. Just one last question. Do you want to be spoiled? Truly spoiled? The kind of spoiled where you wake up in silk sheets and fall asleep knowing you're wanted. Entirely. Because if you do, then I'll make you my princess. My secret. My favorite. All you need to do is say yes.